Say, Omer Rabbi Yannai, Gvul Shemati, I thought I heard a Gvul, I heard a boundary, I heard a time, but the Shachachti, and I forgot exactly when the time was. But Vinasan Chavrayu, my friends, reminded me, like, told me a Svarom, Lemain was said like this, that you read off the Lunachal Eisenas Rosa, the time when you bring it down to Nachal Eisen, that's where they usually make the Egla Rufa, they bring it down to a Nachal, to like a river, to Nachal Eisen. And over there, they make their rifas, and they bring it down to that place, Nachal Eson, that's when it becomes Asabano. Omer of Hamnuno, Mino Aminula. So Hamnuno says, how do I know this? How does I know this said that the first bit, it's Asa Michayim, it's Asa even before you chop off the head? So he said that now I'm learned like this. It says, Halocha, Gmon Chulin, Ha'ashoichet Poras Chatis, Fisher Hanisto Vegla Rufa. If you shecht a Poraduma, as it's called a Poras Chatis, Rosh Hashanah Niskal, Rosh Egla Rufa. Means a shor that has a chiyuv to have skila, a shor that killed a person. Rosh Negla Rufa. If you made a shchita, instead of chopping off there, somebody made a shchita. Rashi says the Gemara is talking about the Yisa Oisa of Yis Benoi. They will know the same day you can't shecht the mother and the kid. So let's say they shechted the kid already today, and now they shecht the paraduma, or else now they shecht a shor haniskal. Now they shecht Negla Rufa. So Rabbi Shimon points. Rabbi Shimon says, with this shchita, you part of from the Yisra Roisev Esbenoi, you're not chayv Malkus Roisev Esbenoi. We'll soon see why. It's called the shchita Shaina Ruya. But v'chachomim mechayov. Nechomim say, no, you chayv. The mice you shechted the kid today, and now you shecht the mother. Even though the mother is a shohanisko or an egla rufa, so what? Still, it's also, you're over the laugh. So Bishlem, Rav Nuna says like this, Bishlem, according to me, the Amina that I say, mechayim, the negla rufa becomes lost even when the animal's alive. It's also b'hano. If so, bo pligi. Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan. Then I understand good the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. Rav Shimon so v'ashchita she'enu ruya loishma shchita. Shimon knows a shchita that's not fit is loishma shchita. Meaning to say, when you shech the paraduma, you're not allowed to eat the paraduma. It's also b'hano. Who didn't assure on this school is also b'hano. And who didn't negla rufa? According to Rav Nuna, that let's say they brought it down and read it to the Nachal Eson. So they came Masa Bahanur. Now if you shecht it there, it's also tidit. So therefore it's called a shchita that does not give you a head to tidit. That's, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's called Lo Shmei Shchita. But Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan held no. Shchita Shein Ruya Shmei Shchita. They held, yes, it is called a shchita. Even though there's an Issa, a side Issa replied, like it's a Shohan Iskol, or it's Negle Rufa. But Lamaitse, though, as far as the Hilcha Shchita goes, you did a Kashra Shchita. So the Bianis Oysa Vespinoi, that's good the Machlaikis. When we understand good, Rabbi Shimon says Yipata. But Liyam, if you want to tell me though, that Liyacha Reifa, when does the Egla Rufa first become Osa? Bahano, only after you chop off the head. If so, before you chopped off the head, you're doing a Shchita now. If so, it's Muta Bahano. So am I Potter Rabbi Shimon? What does Rabbi Shimon say? If you shechted the kid and now you shecht the mother, there's no Issa Oysa Vespinoi. Why not? Shchita Ruyi, Chur is a Shchita, that's Ruya. Because for Shchita, now the Beheta teed it. Like it did not become Asa Banor, it only becomes Asa Banor if you chop off the head. But here you didn't chop off the head, you made a Shchita. So according to Rav Lechur Tekash, how could Rav Shimon say Yepota? Because of the Chita, maybe you want to tell me, I tell you, that several Rav Shimon holds, Egla B'Shchita K'sherim. Maybe Rav Shimon holds no, that Egla Rufa true, the mitzvah is to chop off the head. But maybe he also agrees that the Yevit, if you make a Shchita on it, that's also considered the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. And that's why it becomes Asa Bano with the Shchita. Then again, it would be good what Rabbi Shimon holds. With this Shchita, you're not chayi for Yosef Espanoi, because this Shchita is not matarit b'achila. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Shchita Ruya only means the Shchita gives you head to eat it. But if you tell me now that the Shchita is considered like an Arifa, so that would also make it Asa Bano. Then it would be good. The Mor says that's not true, though. Yeah, number then like this. Moran Chulin that says kosher b'pora. What's kosher by the pora duma means a shchita. Is it clearly possible be egla rufa? It's possible you can't make a shchita on an egla rufa. And possible b'pora. What's kosher? What's possible for pora duma means to chop off the head of a pora duma without shchita. Is kosher b'egla rufa? That's kosher. Mashman, that's the mitzvah of egla rufa to chop off the head without a shchita. Now it explains pora b'shchita k'shero. Be a reif of psula. The paradum, if you stamp chop off that of the paradum, it's psula. Mashenkin eglo, the loch of an egla rufa. Be a reif of ksheva, but chopping off that is like a kosher. But be shchita psula. But making a shchita, it's like it's psula. So So say clearly that they make a shechita on the egla rufa. It's not called the mitzvah harefa. So according to Rav, it's a kasha. If the egla rufa is not also bahano michayim, and now you made a shechita, it did not become also bahano. So what does Reb Shimon hold? It's not called the shechita. Sishte ketaka kept quiet. Levosa the nofer yifter they went out. Omri said like this. My time, how come you didn't answer? My time, aleminu, how come I didn't answer him back and say that Reb Shimon sova egla b'shchitik shayra and echnami? Maybe taka that according to Rav, you're going to have to say that Reb Shimon holds with by egla rufa shchitik shayra and echnami. That even though that Gemara says not like that, but in Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon will have to hold that by egla rufa, even if you make a shchita, that's also called a kosher like arefa. And therefore the shchita makes it also b'hano. Therefore, it's the shchita shenuri according to Reb Shimon. Where it says, no, Rav Nuna, how come he didn't like this teretz? From Rav Nuna says, no, I mean, maybe that could be teretz according to Rava. But Rav Nuna, that asked the question upon Rava, says that's not a good answer. Rav Nuna, omaloch, lenishtamit tona dineshaminon, egla b'shchitik shayra. There's no such tana anywhere in Shas that says that be'egla rufa v'meka shchitik shayra. It should have said one place. And then the time we should have said Rav Shimon he. The Zinda doesn't say it anywhere. Different Muna holds, even according to Reb Shimon, that you make a shchita on egla rufa, that's not a kosher egla rufa. And therefore, it's not called an egla rufa, so it should be muta bano. So therefore, it's a kosher, was Reb Shimon says, not called a shchita. So according to Rav, it's very good. So according to Reb Nun, it's very good. It becomes also mechayim. But according to Rav, that's the kosher. Now, Kopon and Rav himself left the answer and say no. Rav himself left the answer and say, according to Reb Shimon, he'll hold that a shchit is also called like an arefa, and therefore b'shash you make the shchit on egla rufa, it becomes also banom. Therefore, it's called the shchit shein ruya, and therefore there's no issa v'issav yispanoi. The other one says Amar Rav says minu aminu. How do I know to say that the egla rufa first becomes also b'shash arufa and not before, not mechayim? Midatnam we learn like this: egla rufa ain't okay. It says now mishab an egla rufa. It's not the same halacha as an oshem toli. The what? Actually, nerfu, if we find the murderer before the bezdin made the arufa, before they chopped off the head, is taitzev teruah bed. It says let the animal go out, and it's muta. You could use it. That's what our mishnah says. Now, if you're going to tell me mechaim, if you tell me like from Nuna that as soon as you bring the egla rufa down to the nachal and it becomes also bano, so my taitzev teruah beeder. How come you're allowed to use it? Hoyisus solei mechaim already became also bano mechaim. So what does our mishnah say? If you find the murderer after, like, if you find the murderer before you made the arefa, it's muta bano. Why? According to Rav Nun, it should become masa bano already. Rav Nun will have to learn our mishnah to need learn actually nearest la refa. Mishnah is saying if it wasn't fit yet to make an arefa, which means it did not come down to nachlesen yet. For the more of that step shot, say was a safer say mi shenerfa tikove bimkoymai. But if they did already make their roof, they already chop off the head, and then they found the murderer, so says the Mishnah, it's the loss of Bahano, because you already did the mitzvah already, and therefore you have to bury it where it is. So the Chura, Mash Moniko, she made their reifa, because you chopped off the head. And according to Rav Nuna, it should have said as soon as it's fit. To me, learn, be Shaniris la reifa. As soon as it's fit to make their reifa, meaning as soon as you brought it down, to the Nachal Eitzan, that's when it becomes also Bano, Senechanami remains that way. Therefore, it's Tikov, you have to bury it. For the Gemara came as so, Amos Seif, what does Seif of the Mishnah say? It says the Tam. Amos Seif, it says, Shalasofik Bo Metchila. It says the reason why Legna Rufa, like once they bring it, that they chopped off the head, and then they found the murderers are still also Bano. Why? Because it came Metchila on a Sofik, so Kipra Sveik of Ochalo. As soon as they like chopped off dead, at that second it was mechapa them. So even though they find the murderer later, but already did what it was supposed to do, so it's called a good par. It's called a good egla rufa. That's what tosa bano. Now the question is, dovi mechayim. If you tell me no, according to Rav Nuna, it becomes tosa bano. We're talking about now the mishnah. As soon as it went down to the nachal eisen, even before you chopped off the head, so adayin lakirpa sakusay. So what does the mishnah say loshin? Because you already have a kaporum. You don't have the kapori yet. According to Rav Nuna, Mishnah is talking about that you found it before you made the arufa. You found the murder before you made the arufa. So why does the Mishnah say loshen of kipros vekosai? So where the Mishnah talk is not so much like Rav Nuna. Suppose it's a the Gemara says, like a Teya Tanoi, it's like a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this. Nemo machshir o mechaper bifnim. It says a loch of a machshir and a mechaper bifnim. Rashi says that's an oshrim and mitzayra. Venemo machshir mechaper bachutz. It says the pasha by bachutz. Rashi says that's sipari mitzayra. Machshir bifnim is the unna. Machshir bifnim has the oshrim and mitzayra. And the machshir bachutz, that's a sipari mitzayra. The mitzayra has to bring two things. A korban oshrim inside, and the tzipporim that we throw away outside. So ma machshir mechaper b'fnim, just like the yoshim. Also bo machshir k'mechaper, the machshir is the same malacha like the mechaper. Rashi says soya mishdaleach v'egla rufa. In other words, there's a machshir b'fnim and a mechaper b'fnim and a machshir b'chutz and a mechaper b'chutz. So the mechaper b'fnim is the yoshim mitzayra, and the machshir b'fnim is this. Rashi says machshir b'chutz. Mechaper b'chutz, machshir b'fnim. Rashi says what the Tanoi here says iasur mechayim miloi. The Tanoi the Rabbi Shmuel Sava mechayim asur holtek of amnuna. His machshir b'fnim asur mitzayra. That's the machshir mechaper hachatoyes v'yashal mesa. Mechaper b'fnim is a regular korban. So like this, ma machshir u'mechaper homa b'fnim. Also, bo machshir k'mechaper, the machshir k'mechaper, is af machshir k'mechaper, homo b'chutz, also machshir k'mechaper is the same halacha. The Rashi says, ma machshir homo b'fnim, also bo machshir oshir mitzoro, k'mechaper k'shar chatois v'shomis, is af machshir k'mechaper, homo b'chutz, mitzay tzipor mitzoro, de asurim b'no mechayim, de become also b'no mechayim, k'mechaper b'sorim mishtalech v'egla rufa, that they also become also b'no mechayim. So Koponim, this sheet to this turn holds, like Rav Amnun is saying, that it comes also by Noam Michayim. Benech Nami, there's other Tanoim that argue on this, so Taka Tzemachlegis Tanoim. Yeah. So Kitta Tzemachlegis Tanoim, with this halacha, when exactly does Degle Rufa become also by Noam? But the Rav Amnun will learn now Mishnah, Taka is a little bit of a kasha, the Losh in our Mishnah is a little bit of not mashma like Rav Amnun. So one Teretz is Benech Nami, Tzemachlegis Tanoim. Rav Nun is not going according to the time of our Mishnah, but he's going according to rather a different time now, that old Taka the Egle Rufa becomes also Michayim. So he understands Tzemach Lekas Tanoim. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer holds, Misnadav Odom Oshem Toli B'chol Yom. Person has the right to bring for Nadav an Oshem Toli. Even though we really hold, it's only if a person knows that he did a Sofik Chet, means he ate a piece of meat, he ate a piece of fat, and he has a doubt whether it was Chaliv, or Shuman, he doesn't know what it was, he has a doubt, then he brings Noshim Toli. Rav Lez holds no, even though you don't know you did a chet, still you can bring it for Nadav if you want. Misnadav Adam Ashtolah B'chol Yom every day. Or B'chol Ashiyat, anytime you want, you can bring Noshim Toli. Hu ha yit nikra Oshim Chasidim. They call this Oshim Noshim Chasidim, meaning whoever wants to be like a Chasid, they can bring whenever they want, anytime you want to, you can bring this Oshim Toli. That's Rav Lez Shita. Then the Mishnah says, Omru Olov al Bava ben Buti, they said upon Bava ben Buti, showing Misnadav Oshem Tola B'chol Yom. He also was Misnadav every day, brought in the Dova on Oshem Toli, Chutz, but excluding Meyach Yom Kippurim Yom Echad. Just the day after Yom Kippur, that day, he would not bring an Oshem Toli. Or Omar Hamoin Hazeh means Bava ben Buti said like this. Hamoin Hazeh means the name of like Loshen Shavua. He said like this, that Ilu hoya menichna, they would have left me, hoyisi mevi, I would have brought a Noshim Toli even the day after Yom Kippur. Eloimimli, but the Chomer at that time told me, hamtem wait, achetikunas lesofik. You have to have at least some sofik. In other words, Yom Kippur itself is mechaper in any chet that you would have had to bring a Noshim Toli. So therefore, the next day, unless you have a sofik, you did a chet, you should not bring the korban. So according to it, Chomim, say it back like Omrullah, they say, you can't bring a Noshim Toli unless you have some doubt that maybe you did the chet. But if you know 100% you didn't do a chet, you can't bring in a dover either. So therefore, the day after Yom Kippur, if you don't know for sure you did, or you have a Sofik chet, you can't bring a Noshim Toli that day. But by the next day already, it's a good chance that most probably you did already, therefore you could bring a Noshim Toli if you want. So that's these two sheetahs here about the Bava ben Buti. And Omrulloy, the Bava ben Buti said he would have brought it every single day, even on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, the next day. Just Omrulloy, the Chum said back to him, no, you have to wait till a day later, till at least you have some type of a Sofik. But the Chum say, Ey Mevi Moshem Toli, Elo Adovish, Shezdoy Nekoris, Vizhigos Echatis. The Chum say, no, you only bring a korban, you only bring an oshem toli on a chet, that if you would have done it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv koris, and now you do it b'shegeg, you chayiv achatis, and now if you have a suffix whether you did that or not, then you chayiv an oshem toli. No, the Chum Mikitza is saying that an oshem toli does not come like an adova. It's like a korban chayiv, it's like a chatis, and therefore you only bring it if you know for sure you did the suffix chet. But if you don't know you did the chet, stam as in the dover, there's no way to bring a noshem toli. And we take all that to chachamim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, chai v'chatoyis v'yashomos v'adoyim. If somebody was chai, he did an averit, he's chai v'korban chatis. He was chai v'korban noshem. So, lochari, shover lem yom kippurim, yom kippurim pez boi, is chayofim l'hover the yom kippurim, he still have to bring the korban after yom kippur. Yom kippur is not mechapif, they know they did a vaday chet, they ate chaylev, so, or they did their over Issa Mila on Kochim, so they have to bring an Asher Milas, or they have to bring a Chatas for the chaylev. So even though Yom Kippur went by, it's not a Mechapur in those Chatoyim, you have to bring a Korban. But the Chayvi Hashem is Tluyim, let's say somebody has a suffix whether he ate chaylev or not before Yom Kippur, that the Locher is Yichayev to bring an Asher Toli, and then you live through Yom Kippur, it's Pturim. After Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring an Asher Toli anymore. Yom Kippur is Mechapur and Asher Toli. Now, Misha bo biyodoi sofik aveiro. B'yom Kippur, let's say somebody did a sofik aveiro on Yom Kippur itself. He has a sofik whether he's chayiv a korban or not. So it's a noshem toli. Afilu imcha sheikh, even if it happens, mamish, near the end of Yom Kippur, even after Shkiba, ben Hashemashayis, still potter, still is potter to bring a korban noshem toli. Because the klal is shekol hayoy mechaper. The whole day of Yom Kippur is mechaper on you. So as long as it's Yom Kippur now, you don't have a chiv to bring a noshem toli. Let's say Nisha has a chiv to bring a chatisayf. As Nisha, she was a yoledis, and she has a chiv to bring a chatisayf. Sofik, she had a sofik, when she gave birth, she had a miscarriage. It was a sofik whether she was mechiv to bring a korban for the nat. V'yover lo yom kippurim, yom kippur pes boi, is still chayovim lovely, achi yom kippurim, she has a chiv to bring it after yom kippur. Because the chur of the kabonis, yoledis brings it not so much for a kaporatic aloha. That's the malacha, they have a chiyuv to bring it. The bnei shimach sheres lechel b'zvachim. Because she needs a hechsher to let her eat kochim. So therefore, before they bring it, she can't eat kochim. So even though it's only a suffix, she still have to bring this korban. This korban Yom Kippur cannot be mechapa for you. Because not because of a kaporet, because she was yoledis, she has to bring a korban, so she still has to bring it. Chatis soif abol a suffix. Let's say someone brings a chatis soif on a suffix. Emisha nimluko noida. After they made the malika, like after the koyin made the malika over it, and now it's noida, that what, that he's not chai the korban, he doesn't have to bring it. So lochar is to cover, lochar is going to have to bury that it's also banolike, because the maisa, it's, he did the malika. A malika is only mata by kochim. Now that he came out, you found out, let's say, like now they found out that she was mapel, uber, that's potter from the korban. Lokra, she has to stand buried now, like a regular oif chulin, that if somebody would take an oif chulin, make a malika, it would be toying its tzatzasa. Or else some says, because it's like that chulin, she needs to be azara. The chulin, she needs to be azara, it's like osa bano, and therefore the din is, you have to bury it. Oh, we'll see in the Gemara, some say it's only with the Rabbanon, you have to bury it. Now the Gemara says, night time of the Rebbe Lezer, what's the reason of Rebbe Lezer, that he says what a person could bring a korban oshem toler for nedava? If Noshim Toli is only a chayiv, if so, then misiadalei amamai sichatas. Like if it's a chayiv to bring a Noshim Toli, we did a sofrechet. So her, once she brought it, she should have a kapora. So how come the locher is that later on, when you find out that the chaylev was vade chaylev, so now you're not yotze with your korban Noshim, you have to bring a chatas. Question is why? Amamai sichatas. Elish Ramina, this should be a proof that nedovi, that a person brings the Noshim Toli is only b'teras nedova, but it's not really a chayv to bring it, and therefore later when you find out you did a vadei chet, you'll have a chayv to bring a chates vadei. For Rabbanim, the Gemara says, oylo shlomim hu di yosi b'neder nedova, or oylo nishlomim, that comes b'teras neder and nedova. Very good. Avachates v'yosham chayv ninu. A chates Noshim, you can't bring b'teras nedova, it only comes b'teras a chayv. It's over Yosham Toli. Is the same aloha, it's also only a chayv. Ah, yes, the question, Yosham Toli, how come later when you find out you have to bring another chatis? Hainu taimo, temaisi mikaimi dimisyadilei. The whole reason is that you bring Gershom Tali now before you know that your body did a chet is Lohogan Olof, to protect you from the Yisurim. Rashi says, Mi Yisurim ad Shivodaloi. Tiatur Vachosu Agufoi Shah Yisur. Torah has Rachmonis on you, that you should not have to get Yisurim. So therefore, Torah says, bring the Gershom Tali right away. And then later, when you find out that you did a Vade Chet and a Chanami, then you have to bring a Chantis. But even right away, that you to bring the Yashim Toli, it's also a Chayvet to bring it. It's not stamped brought for Teres and Adova. It's only if you did the Sofer Chet, then you could bring the Yashim Toli. And if not, there's no way to bring it for Teres and Adova. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Beredi Robel Ravashim, Dilma may be Yashim Toli, Koylu Shlomim, maybe, still a Tekasha the Rabbonim, maybe Yashim Toli is like an Oilu Nishlomim. And I'll say like this, Ma Oilu Shlomim, the Yosu Bechoyva, the Yosu Nadova, you can bring it both ways, Teres Achoyva, Teres Nadova, maybe Yosham Toli Nami, the Yosu Bechoyva, Yosu Nami Vinadova, it's coming to us both ways, Teres Nadova and Nadova, maybe. So how do you know to say, Yosham Toli is only a Achoyva, maybe it's also a Nadova. Or Malay, so Chom say back, no, Oilu Shlomim Ika Vinadova, Ksi Vienachnar Medika Parsha of Oilu Nishlom, Teres Nadova. Now the Torah says, sometimes there's a Achoyva to bring an Oilu also. But that's not the Ikar of the Korban. The Ikar of the Korban is Bateras and Nediv and Adov. You can bring it whenever you want. Say Nechanami, sometimes it's a Chayv to bring an Eilu, very good. But the reason why it's brought Bateras and Adov, because that's the Ikar Korban Shabbai, is an Adov. Mashenk and Oshem Tolui, Ikar of a Chayv Aksiva. The Ikar of an Oshem Tolui is a Chayv to bring. So Mela, since the Ikar of it is to bring a Chayv, you have no right to say it should be an Adov also. Even though an Eilu is brought Bateras and Adov, but you have no right to say Nashim Tali should be brought for Teres and Adova. Hadamor says, Tony Rebbe Chiyo, Kaimi the Rover, Rebbe Chiyo learned in front of Rover like this, that Oshem Tolui Bo Alha Nevela. Hill to Kiddush.